your house. Thank you for having time to sit in quiet time to hear your word. We pray that you will bless this time and then we have fellowship with you, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we are about summer. We already changed our clothes. We keep warm clothes in the storage and then we take out summer clothes. Or if we don't have short pants, we go to Uniqlo or Giordano to take two or three short pants. We change. That means we are ready to face summer. If we compare this summer with our spiritual life, so our life has four seasons. First is springtime, when everything is beauty. The second time is summer. You follow Jesus? Yes, good. But reality always show us that sometimes it's not too good. There are many tribulation, there are many suffering, there are many problems happen in your life. Like summer, it's very hot. You don't want to go out because too hot. You don't want to face the problem because too difficult. And then after summer finish, then you go to autumn time. Like a leaf falling down. Some people, they don't have enough power to face summer spiritual life in their life. So they set back. And then after that, they go to winter time. They just sit alone in front of God. And after that, when they get something and they show up again, that's a springtime for them. I don't know how is your spiritual situation, but if you are in the situation of summer, then today the word of God will speak to you. As a pastor and also as a believer, I always ask myself, what is the most difficult test in our life? Of course, one of the most difficult tests of faith in our life is to hold God's promise in the midst of suffering. Usually, when we have a big problem or we suffer something, there are two questions come out from our mouth or our thinking. Number one, God, how long? And then the second point is, God, why this happened to me? Or if you don't have a big problem, whenever you go out to hospital to visit someone or to visit your friend, and you know that he's a nice guy, come every morning to EMP doing worship team or doing other ministry, but he has physical problem, he has cancer, then in our mind, we might ask God, God, why she or he has this kind of problem? When we ask why she or he has this kind of problem, I believe in our mind, we have a concept. We have a concept. Good man should be no problem. Bad guy should have a lot of problem. I mean, good man or good believer must not suffer a lot of things, but bad man, bad guy should suffer a lot of things. This is our human concept. Regarding this concept, brothers and sisters, I say it is common if we have this kind of concept. It's common if we have, even if we read from the Bible, let us open a book of Habakkuk. Yeah. Habakkuk chapter 1. We read verse 1 to 4. The oracle which Habakkuk the prophet saw, how long, O Lord, will I call for help, and you will not hear? I cry out to you, violence, yet you do not save. Why do you make me see iniquity and cause me to look on wickedness? Yes, destruction and violence are before me. Strife exists and contention arise. Therefore, the law is ignored and justice is never upheld. For the weak surround the righteous, therefore the righteous come out perverted. Same what I say. Habakkuk sees something injustice, and then Habakkuk have two questions. Number one, how long? And number two, why this all happened? What happened in that time, brothers and sisters? If we read the whole chapter, then we can know that Israel, they didn't obey God. That's why God punished Israel. In the eyes of the thing, in the eyes and in the thinking of Habakkuk, he said, it's okay Israel get punished from God. But the problem is God sent other nation which is more worse than Israel to punish Israel. That's why Habakkuk have this kind of problem. Of course, brothers and sisters, we live in Hong Kong. We don't have this kind of problem because Hong Kong so far so good. Yeah, as long you have job in Hong Kong, so you had no problem. But sometime when you don't have job, yeah, and then you ask for job and you put your name on EMP list, it has been more than 6 months, you still don't have job, and then sometime, I didn't say you say like this, but this is my imagination, sometime we will talk to God and we say, God, I already do everything A, B, C, D. I follow your instruction. I follow this, blah, blah, blah. But I don't get anything. Envy can erase when we see the person we judge is worse than us, but they get more blessing. So we feel the same thing with Habakkuk. Or even in the office, you work so hard. Yeah? Your friend, not too hard. They just come to put name card on the absent day. But boss give more salary for your friend and then gives less salary for you. And sometimes, realize or not, the envy come out. The enemy use this situation and the enemy will say, no use you follow your God. Look at your situation. You are not good. You are still in bad situation. Brothers and sisters, Habakkuk faced the same problem. And two questions. How long? And then why do you show me iniquity? Now, we go deeper. Why Habakkuk has this kind of thinking? Let's read verse 12. Habakkuk said like this, are you not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? You will not die, O Lord. Have you appointed them to judge? And you, O Rock, have established them to correct. When I go deep and insert, why Habakkuk asking how long and why for this situation, then I get the answer. The answer is Habakkuk have not ability to see the whole plan of God's plan. He just see one side of God. One side of God is God will punish bad guy. God will reward good guy. So this understanding come from the book of Deuteronomy. Because in the book Deuteronomy, God talked to Israel through Moses. If you obey, then you get blessing. If you are not obey, then blessing will flow away from your life. Brothers and sisters, this kind of concept sometimes influence us. That's why we cannot hold something injustice. When something injustice happens in our life, we always ask God why and how long. This question raised because of limitation of our knowledge in knowing God. When I go deep, actually, the way God punished Israel is an announcement for other nation. Why I say it's an announcement for other nation? Because God want to tell other nation, if Israel, my beloved son, done bad thing, I already punished them. Then the same, you all will get the same situation. That's why God want other nation get repents. God want other nation get repents. Habakkuk cannot understand this second plan. That's why he cried out and he said, how long and why? Brothers and sisters, if you are in the same situation, then I want to let you know that you need to go deep to God. You need to know more about God. Let's continue chapter 2, verse 1. I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart, and I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me. Be careful to speak with someone in your bad situation. Yeah. If you speak with wrong guy in bad situation, then you will get bad advice and you will go worse in your situation. You need to speak and get advice for someone who are more smart, more clever, more wisdom with you. In this situation, Habakkuk tell us, I will stand on my guard post. Stand on my guard post. Have you ever visited Taiwan? I have been there for a few times. My friend always brought me to Sun Yat-sen Hall. Yeah. In front of the door, there are two guard guys. They always like this. Go see. I never saw them when they got the door, and then they take out the mobile phone and then they make some chatting during that duty. They just stand up. Yeah. Even when mosquito come to bite their face, they may not like this. No, they just like this. Stand up and watching. Ah. Have you ever go to Sick or go to a big wave to see people, they have like red uniform or yellow uniform, and they sit as a position, God people, they just keep watching. They just see around. Brothers and sisters, this is what Habakkuk did. I will stand on my guard post, and then I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me. It is important for us, in this kind of situation, we keep asking God, and we keep watch to see what he will speak to me. But thanks God, our God is a good God, is the good guide. He always speaks to us. To speak to people is his nature because he is the word. The word is speak out, and God also always speak to us. If you have any question, you talk with him, you wait, and he will speak to you. Habakkuk wait and talk to God. Now, the God answer him. When I want to know how God answer our prayer and petition, I get another verse from the book of Jonah. Let us open the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 2. Verse 1. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord in his God from the stomach of the fish. Yesterday, I have one dry stomach fish called fish mouth. I want to cook it, then I make it dry. When I put this stomach fish mouth, then I remember this verse. Oh, from this place, Jonah speak to God, and God answer him. Brothers and sisters, in stomach fish, so far, deep from the water, even if we continue, chapter verse 2, and he said, I call out my distress to the Lord, and he answered me. I cry for help from the deep of soul. From the deep of soul. Brothers and sisters, deep of soul is the place where dead people gather together. From that area, Jonah cried out and God hear. So, whenever or what is your situation, when you cry out, God have ability to hear your voice. That's why God answer Habakkuk problem and God give him the answer. The answer is, we can see from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right with him, but the righteous will live by his faith. Brothers and sisters, God wants to teach Habakkuk and teach us this morning. The righteous will live by his faith. We cannot live by what we see. We cannot live by what we think. We cannot live by what we feel. But we must live by faith. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. So living by faith means always hold God's word in our life. Good or bad situation, never give up, because God always good, and he is good for you, also for me. Last night, when I prepared short message for a spin sister, we read from Luke chapter 7, and I get one verse from Luke chapter 7. I think it is good for me to share for you. Let's open Luke chapter 7. Verse 13. When the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Brothers and sisters, God saw you. God know your problem. Yeah, don't cry. Don't give up. He walk with you. This is our faith, that you never alone. When Habakkuk get this verse, finally, he repent. His mind was changed. And then he can give us beautiful psalm. The beautiful psalm is in chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. I heard from my inward part tremble. At the sound, my lips quivered. Decay entered my bones, and my place I tremble, because I must wait quietly for the day of distress, for the people to arise who will invite us. Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there no fruit of on the vine, though the yield of the olive should fall, and the field produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there no cattle in the stall, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. In my apartment, though there is no food on my storage, there is no money on my pocket, there is no money on my bank account, there is no money, maybe minus in my credit card, and no one want to close with me, because they will think whenever I close with them, they need to treat me for lunch, because I really, really poor, very, very bad situation. But I still come to EMP and wait for him. Amen, brothers and sisters? Yeah. This is what I get from Habakkuk chapter 3. Hopefully, my prayer, if you are in bad situation, don't give up. God always with you. Amen. Cardia will lead us in worship this morning. When we worship, we will bring our heart closer with him, and he will reveal his secret for you.
Tender whisper.
Father, teach us to understand your way in our life. Make us strong and always keep your word in our life, no matter good or bad situation. You are the best in our life. Your way are perfect. Your wisdom, please come upon us so we can understand and then stand fast in the Lord in every situation. Thank you, Father. Brothers and sisters, let us go to spend time, pray for our brothers and sisters who are in bad situation, they have physical problem, but of course we also pray for them so that they can see God in the midst of suffering. We pray for brothers and sisters who have cancer and running chemo or after surgery for their body. Let's pray together. Some of them, they haven't believed Jesus Christ. We pray that Holy Spirit come upon them and open their heart to receive salvation from Christ. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters. They are looking new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. This morning, our mission focus is for Japan and Cambodia. We pray for Pastor Sophia, pray for Grace, pray for Oasis House, Pastor Jenny O. We pray that God always lead them in doing mission in different countries. Let's pray for Mission Council, Pastor Ricky and Tim. We pray that SPMC always lead SP in bring God mission to everywhere. We pray that God will give them guidance, opportunity, and then loving heart in doing mission. Let's pray together. We lift up local outreach ministry, Agape Homie, SP Life, Freedom Bridge, and Recreation. We pray that God will use this all outreach activity in bringing God love gospel for many people. Let's pray together. Let's pray for SP Foster and Adoption Ministry, for baby Sung Hoi. We pray that God also use this part of ministry in showing love for many baby around us. Let's pray for Friday evening gathering, both for IP, SPU, and SPU, especially for SPU. They start Alpha class. There are some new believer join in this class. We pray that Holy Spirit always lead and open their heart to know and to receive Jesus Christ. Let's pray for house churches activity tonight, both for Element, McCain, McDaddy, McRobinson, and Taffic Road. Finally, we pray for upcoming events, for parenting seminar, and also for SP annual retreat. Father, thank you. Thank you for your message to us. Thank you for good time. Thank you for everything that you already give to us and your promise always in our heart. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.